The following BLTV program is brought to you by O'Flaherty Law. Please enjoy.
Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 463-888-9054. We offer free consultations in many areas of law, and we have several geographic locations for your convenience. We serve all of Indiana. We're also happy to meet with you and provide most legal services virtually without requiring you to leave your home. Enjoy the video.
Structures where fireworks are being sold out of. Consumer fireworks can only be sold to someone 18 years or older. The following items are considered consumer fireworks in Indiana: shells and mortars, multiple tube devices, Roman candles, any rockets or sparklers, firecrackers with no more than 50 milligrams of powder, novelty items such as snakes, airplanes, ground spinners, helicopters, fountains, and party poppers. Fireworks may only be set off or possessed by someone that is over the age of 18, unless an adult is present and responsible. Generally, Indiana state fireworks laws allow fireworks to be set off from 9 a.m. through 11 p.m. On holidays, fireworks may be set off from 9 a.m. till midnight. However, local, city, or township ordinances may limit these firework times. Local ordinances cannot limit fireworks use beyond state regulations for the following times: June 29th to July 3rd, from 5 p.m. until 2 hours after sunset; July 4th, from 10 a.m. till midnight; July 9th, from 5 p.m. until 2 hours after sunset; and December 31st, from 10 a.m. till 1 a.m. A person who violates any fireworks laws can be charged with a Class C infraction. Multi-placencies may also specify civil penalties for violating their fireworks ordinances. Usually, consumer fireworks may only be set off at special discharge locations on your property or on someone else's property with permission. Additionally, you can also be held liable for any resulting injuries to another person or any property damage caused by the fireworks. Any bodily injury to another person by fireworks could result in a level 6 felony, and death resulting from fireworks could result in a level 5 felony. Lastly, anyone who recklessly, knowingly, or intentionally uses fireworks to cause property damage can be charged with a Class A misdemeanor. Well, thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again. This is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out to schedule a consultation. Most consultations are free and can be conducted remotely if you'd like. Please email us, book online, or call us at 463-888-9054. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Indiana. Thanks again for watching.